one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. How are you feeling? Did you sleep okay? If I recall correctly, you slept like a baby. Sorry I didn't stick around to say good morning. I was running late. But I did still want to check in. God, the things you let me do to you last night. I don't know, I guess I was just worried you had alcohol poisoning or something. Let me know when you wake up, all right? I want to make sure you're okay. I'm feeling great, by the way. Didn't sleep as well as you did, obviously. But it was nice of you to let me stay the night. Nicer of you to insist that I sleep in your bed while you took the couch. I was going to refuse, but you passed out before I could argue. That was really sweet. Thank you. I did wrap a blanket around you. I wonder what that's like to wake up all cozy and swaddled up on your couch with no clothes on underneath. How did that feel? Waking up warm and then realizing your state of undress. Realizing you have no memory of how you got that way. You know, I really didn't think I was going to take it as far as I did last night. But I couldn't help myself. I started off in your bed, smelling you on your sheets, on your pillow. And then I started grinding against your bed. I thought that might satisfy me. Stuffing one of your pillows between my legs, thrusting against it, coming all over it, picturing you sleeping there in my cum after I'd left. And then I heard you whimpering in the other room. Looking back on it, how did I not think of it before? Why bother making a mess of your bed when you were so peacefully snoozing away in the other room? Or, well, not so peacefully. No, not so peacefully at all. Poor thing. You started tossing and turning. Maybe you were having a nightmare? I shook your arm then. I gave you a chance, tried to wake you up, but you didn't. So I stroked your arm, tried to soothe you, and ran my hands up your shoulders, and wrapped my hand around your neck, and gently squeezed. You did not like that. Not at all. Whatever nightmare you were having, you started squirming, grunting, swallowing against my grip. I was touching myself by then, rubbing my clit while I choked you in your sleep. You almost woke up then, but I realized I could do whatever I wanted to you. You were mine. All mine. It was so, so easy to get rid of your shirt. You didn't notice me climb on top of you, straddle your chest and lean against you. You didn't feel my breath on your skin, my pussy against your stomach. It was so easy. So easy to bring down your jeans, your underwear, leaving you completely naked, exposed, defenseless. I turned on the lights, I wanted to get a good look at you. I'm going to be honest with you. I took some pictures. Of course I did. Who would waste an opportunity like that? Don't worry, I won't be posting them anywhere. Or, if I do, I'll only put up the nice ones. The ones where I positioned your hands in front of your cunt, hiding yourself from me. The one where you appear to have dipped your fingers inside yourself. And then the one where you tasted your pleasure. You look so beautiful in those. It's almost a shame to not share them. The others, though, I'll leave the particularly lewd ones for myself. The close-ups of your mouth against my cunt. The ones where I zoomed in on your asshole as I shoved my fingers inside of you. Those were shameful. The video of you moaning as I fingered your ass. I'm not sure where that will end up. You know, you really shouldn't drink that much. You were so pliable. You're lucky I didn't do more. Before I fucked you, I used your own finger to fuck your ass. That made a pretty picture, too. Your ass plugged up with your own finger, twisted behind you like that. That couldn't have been comfortable. But you let me do it. You couldn't stop me. And you were such a sweet, sweet fuck. So good. And you made such nice sounds. Such gentle moans. There was this moment when you seemed to come to, just for a few seconds. You opened your eyes and saw me on top of you, felt my fingers inside of you. And that must have been strange, feeling so good and waking up to such a nightmare. You struggled a bit. You pushed up against me. God, I loved your little squeal. The look on your face as you accidentally pulled out your finger. You couldn't put up much of a fight. You were so out of it. Do you remember me pinning your arms back? And the sweet words I whispered to you as I fucked you slowly. As I coaxed you back to sleep. I moved down your body. In between your legs. Tasted you. Fingered you. Sucked on your clit until you came. Until your body contracted around my fingers. And then I wrapped you up in your blanket and kissed you goodnight. I had a great night, my dear. Call me.